The poet Lola Haskins joins us again to continue her cycle of poems about her children and grandchildren.
When my granddaughter Ava was 2, she was crazy about 2 things: the marbles we keep for Mancalo and her mother's collection of seashells. I think her relationship to the shells amazed me the most, because Ava would sit sorting them and resorting them for much longer than you'd think a 2-year-old could last. "This one, periwinkle," she'd say, and "this one, spiny jewel box," and "this, auger." One afternoon, when she held a candidate up to the light and said, "This no have rays, this coquina," I despaired, and rightly, of my own ability ever to master what she already knew. On the other hand, Ava was and still is full of play. For instance, the other night I was babysitting, and there was a huge electrical storm. Most little kids I know and some of the dogs would have run and hidden under a bed. But Ava said, "Nana, this storm is so loud that it's going to make our pants fall down." And every time there'd be another clap, we'd break out laughing because our pants had fallen right down. Of course, they hadn't really. On the other hand, really, they had. I've brought you a poem about when Ava was 2. It's called Ava's Shells. I've written this one and other poems about her, so that when she gets very big, she'll remember what fun we had together, even back then. When the dumped seashells hit the rug in a sandy puff, like the powder that huffs off your diapered bottom as you plop down beside them. When you pick one up, smaller even than your thumb, and say, definitely, "Tiny periwinkle." Then, "More periwinkle," as you sift through the rest. When I slide a scallop behind my back, and you pry my fist, then laugh so hard at what you find that you pitch over. When you look up at me through those bright lashes, and every swimming creature is in your hand.